Session 4. Interviewing salespeople properly.
A manager's job is incredibly busy, and sometimes it requires you to prioritize what absolutely has to be completed today and what can be left for a short while. One of the things that continually gets put aside when you're not in the hiring phase is to update job descriptions. Until you actually have a vacancy, what's the use in updating that position's job description anyway? I agree that it doesn't seem too high priority until you need it. Then, when you're confronted with the challenges of recruiting, interviewing, weeding through tons of resumes, return phone calls, and sending out rejection letters, nobody has the time to do the job description. More importantly, if the person who held the position previously has already left, there may not be anyone there who knows the position well enough to update the job description. Then what do you do? I'm covering this in the interview process because I and many successful managers have been immobilized in business when a position changes or someone leaves you and you don't know exactly what they did and how they did it. You didn't have a job description. So now we're sitting there wondering, what do we do? So I'm bringing this up here because I want to protect you. Updating job descriptions doesn't have to take you tons of time, and it doesn't have to be left until there's nobody there to do it properly. Here are a few suggestions to help you work through this process with minimal amount of effort. Updating your job descriptions will give you and your team maximum rewards when a vacancy occurs. Let's talk about job description update suggestions. Number one, discuss with your assistant what you would like to do and make his or her special project. Remember, with special projects, you always want to build in special rewards. Make it a worthwhile project. But stress, this is a project that can be handled in partnership with the person currently in that position. Suggestion number two, if you don't have a job description update form in your files, that will be the first step you or your assistant will take. Let me make a point here. If you don't have an assistant, like when I started out, I was the salesperson, manager, owner, maintenance man, and oil the equipment. You'll have to do all these suggestions.